This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. health officials say nearly all air passengers from China will have to provide proof of a negative COVID-19 test starting January the 5th. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
The U.S. move to require COVID-19 tests for travelers from China follows similar actions taken by India, Italy, Japan, and Taiwan. The restrictions being imposed by the United States will apply to those traveling from mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau, including those transiting to other destinations. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea's leader has presented new plans to bolster the country's military power. We get more on that story from AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The move is an indication that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will continue his provocative run of weapons displays. Kim's statement came as tensions with South Korea rose sharply, with the South accusing the North of flying drones across the border for the first time in 5 years. This statement came in a meeting with top political officials, where Kim set out key goals to fortify what North Korean media are calling the self-reliant defense capability to push forward in 2023. I'm Karen Chamas.
As many as 10 people have died, dozens more injured in a fire at a Cambodian hotel casino on the border of Thailand, according to authorities. The blaze at the Grand City Casino Hotel in Poy Phet broke out late Wednesday night. Local media reports that foreign nationals were inside the casino at the time of that fire. We'll keep you abreast as we get more information. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Ethiopian Airlines resumed commercial flights to the Tigray region on Wednesday following an 18-month shutdown. The restart of flights comes more than a month after the government and Tigrayan rebels signed an agreement to end the war that has ravaged northern Ethiopia for the past 2 years. 11 people have been sentenced to life in prison after being convicted of an Islamic extremist attack that killed 19 people and injured dozens more on an Ivory Coast beach nearly 7 years ago. The killings in a resort area by an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group were the nation's first extremist attack of its kind and one of the bloodiest in that region. The long-awaited verdict was read by a judge in a packed courtroom in the capital where the trial started back in November. Venezuelan migrants gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border say they are considering their next steps but remain hopeful about crossing the border after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to keep restrictions in place for now. We get more on that story from Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener.
Luis Santelis from Venezuela told Reuters he's desperate to enter the U.S., but doesn't want to risk deportation.
I'm afraid to cross illegally because I'm afraid they'll catch me and return me. I'll appear on the system and I won't be able to enter the United States. I want to wait. I have faith and hope they'll deliver news. I'll wait.
Title 42 had been due to expire on December 21st. The High Court will hear arguments in the case in February and will likely issue a decision in June.
That's Jillian Kitchener reporting. The Biden administration is marking the four-year anniversary of the detention in Russia of American businessman Paul Whelan. U.S. officials had hoped to include Whelan in a prisoner swap this month in which they traded detained WNBA star Brittany Griner for a convicted Russian arms dealer. Whelan, a corporate security executive, is jailed on espionage charges that his family and the U.S. government have said are baseless. The National Guard going door-to-door in the city of Buffalo in New York Wednesday, checking on people who lost power during the area's deadliest winter storm in decades. Authorities faced the possibility of finding more victims as the snow melts. Already more than 36 deaths have been reported in western New York from the weekend blizzard. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.